Don Lebatard.
Just to close up what I began to say yesterday about Baldwin after the game.
You meant last segment. We were off yesterday.
Last segment, yes. Thank
you. Super Bowl Sunday, just to remind you.
Thank you.
Should be Super Bowl Saturday. We'll talk about that later. Enough of this.
Stugatz.
We're not going to talk about it later, and we're not going to talk about it now either.
Well, I'm glad I got it in.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line today on ESPN Daily. As the NFL playoff picture gets in focus, Bill Bornwell breaks down Sunday's Week 13 games, from redemption for the Browns to continued shame for the Jets. No shame. That's ESPN Daily. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Stugatz's weekend observations are around the corner here in a couple of minutes, but first we have to check in with Bills fan, loud, obnoxious, cursing, violent Bills fan, Christine Lisi.
And finally, the average U.S. adult wakes up in a bad mood 300 times a year. That seems high.
300? 300? Put it on the poll,
Maybe
Guillermo.
Just 2020.
300. Yes, yes. It's been that many already in 2020. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do you wake up in a bad mood 300 times a year?
That's every day.
Let's do Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Dan, after not scoring a touchdown since 2018 and scoring two yesterday, one on the ground and one through the air, combined with a big 17-12 win in Seattle. And Dan, just like that, 2013 and 2014 Pro Bowler Alfred Morris is back. Trevor Lawrence, if you didn't know how badly the Jets wanted you, now you know. Frank Beamer agreed to take the South Carolina job. The news here is Frank Beamer is no longer the head coach at Virginia Tech. Beamer ball. New York Jets.
Are you confused at which Beamer?
Oh, it's not Frank. Well, who's coaching the Hokies? And who's going to South Carolina? Gamecocks. New York Jets. Not funny. Don't do it again. I've been saying this all year, that BYU can score with anyone.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, because they...
I don't know. But what I meant was anyone but Coastal Carolina. I can make an easy case that even though they lost the head-to-head matchup, that Indiana has a better resume than Ohio State. You know what metric Coastal Carolina leads the country in, Dan?
I do not.
W's. That's wins, in case you didn't know. You know what other metric they lead the country in, Dan?
I do not.
FL's. That's fewest losses. Put them in the Final Four.
I believe they're tied in that department.
Okay. Well, put them in the Final Four. If they run the table.
You can't have fewer losses than them. Aren't you the one who argued that Central Florida shouldn't have been at the Final Four when they had no losses, but you want to put Coastal Carolina?
You sound different. Is Adrian Peterson human? Tua came dangerously close to being booed. Death, taxes, and Gesicki. We're 13 weeks into the season. I still haven't seen the bottom of Kevin Stefanski's face, but if I did see it, I'm pretty sure I'd also see Mike Ryan trying to kiss it. Kirk Cousins, who are you?
Is he good?
I don't know. He wasn't good in the first half. He was good in the second half. He was decent in overtime. Who are you? Does anyone know? Here's what I do know. Jarvis Landry is better without Odell Beckham Jr. So is the entire Browns organization. Dan, you know what the B in Beckham stands for? It stands for better without me. Dan, in terms of going forward on fourth down, Sean Payton is your guy.
Yes.
He's also a guy who's playing a very dangerous game.
You mentioned that, even though he hasn't lost with a backup in the last 2 years.
Dangerous game. Drew Brees, I'd rub some dirt on your 14 fractured ribs and punctured lung and get back out there this week. Dangerous game. Deshaun Watson fumble, huge for the Dolphins. The Deshaun Watson fumble is the biggest fumble for an NFL team not playing in the actual game in NFL history. You agree, right? That was big. That was big for the fans, right?
In history, probably not, but yeah. It was pretty good.
Maybe it was a fumble that helped someone propel someone to the playoffs, maybe.
They're going to move up a couple of spots in the draft.
I didn't really think it through, to be honest with you.
You just said no. It's
at
all,
the time, that's what I felt.
No, I know that's how you do it.
Yeah, I just say things, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm aware of that. I didn't really think it through is two words too long.
You sound different. It is throwing me off. That was the biggest loss in New York Jets history. It almost felt like winning a Super Bowl. You know what the G in gay stands for? Genius. The Jets had the rugs pulled out from underneath of them. You get it, Dan?
No, Stugatz, explain it. What do you mean?
The rugs. That's his rugs. Last name, Henry Ruggs.
Who is he? Tell me more, Stugatz.
Hank, you know? Do you get it now?
Now, okay. Hank Ruggs. Yes, they've got the rugs pulled out from under them.
I thought they won, and then the rug was there, and they pulled the rugs out from underneath of them, and they ended up losing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's clever, huh?
It's amazing.
Thank you. I'm glad you get it now. Witching hour. My God. I can't breathe sometimes during the witching hour.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Do you lose your breath sometimes during the witching hour?
I feel like I had a more productive afternoon than A.J. Green. It certainly wasn't less productive. Dolphins, Bengals, 5 ejections. Chippy. Adam Gase deserves a 5-year extension after that loss. Is Kyler Murray healthy? Love Scott Hansen. Love the red zone. But let's stop acting like it wasn't stolen from Andrew Siciliano. I'm not certain who's calling the plays for the Jets offense, but I'm 100% certain who called the final 2 defensive plays for them yesterday. Over 400 yards of offense, but gave up just 17 points to BYU. Dan, you know what Coastal Carolina's defense did? It bent. But it didn't break.
Nice.
After yesterday's win, Sean McVay is now 7-0 against the Cardinals. You know what McVay has, Dan? He has the Cardinals'
number.
Oh, wow. You had that one. I'm sorry. I should let you speak.
Okay.
I wasn't certain. I mean, after the rugs things, I didn't know, a little slow today. And you sound different. Justin Herbert, you got Belichicked. It happens. Move on. Carson, that had to hurt. Carson, your opportunity came and went. You get that, Dan?
No, explain it to me.
So his last name is Wentz, right? He had this opportunity, got the big contract, and yesterday they put in Jalen Hurts for Wentz. So the opportunity came and it went.
Oh, wait a minute. And so you're saying...
And it had to hurt.
It had to hurt. So the guy who replaced him, his name is the verb that happened to Wentz.
I like making puns with names. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know who's in charge of special teams for the Chargers, but he shouldn't be. Allow me to be the first. This might be Bill Belichick's best coaching job ever. Leeds United. More like blown Leeds United. You want to fire Doug Peterson for something? Fire him for going for that ridiculous tie in week 3.
What?
Hey, who goes for ties in the NFL?
What?
What do you mean? Of course, the Patriots have a guy named Gunnar Olszewski. Of course, he returned a punt for a touchdown. And of course, he looks like that. Browns in the playoffs. Colt McCoy and Alfred Morris winning in Seattle. What the hell is going on? And speaking of hell, Art Briles, Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Lebitard Show. Gunnar Olszewski, the name of Bill Belichick's punt returner, or the name of Bill Belichick's dog?
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
Advance Auto Parts, Stugatz. We're very appreciative of the Advance Auto Parts sponsorship. Tell them how they can support the people who support
us.
You
sound normal again. During the holidays, rely on diehard batteries.
It's weird. Weird that that would happen like that. Can I do the rest of the show with my mask on? Would that bother everybody?
I'm fine with it.
Don Lebitard.
Stugatz, the only person in the world who's trying to take shortcuts even with exercise. Like, no, how do I burn calories and get fitter without actually doing the work? Is there an app for that?
Stugatz.
You know, I once bought one of those belts that you just put around your, you put it around your stomach.
You're the guy who buys those.
The vibrating
belts,
yes.
You're the guy who gets suckered. The vibrating thing. Here, magnets will make you lose 60 pounds.
This is the Don Lebitard Show with the Stugatz. On ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. We'll get to conversational in a second. But Dan, it is time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So if you have not been around for a few days, this radio show is leaving the mothership on January 4th, after January 4th. But we will continue to bring you all of the things that you have grown to expect here through Mystery Crate and South Beach Sessions and Stupidity, all of the stuff that you're used to, plus this feed. Like, if in fact, the way that this is going to change for us or consumers of this after January 4th is you won't be able to get us on ESPN Radio anymore, and you won't be able to get us on ESPN Plus or ESPN News anymore, but you will still be able to get us the ways that you've been getting us if you've been doing it digitally. So, Mike, tell the people, because on January 4th, we're going to vanish from some of the places where people are totally used to getting us. But tell the people everything they have to do right now so that the content keeps coming to them the same way that they've been getting it digitally, even though we're going to have a transition period in order to see what we can do on television or anything else. But beginning January 4th, we're gone from ESPN. And so what do they need to do now in order to get us beginning January 5th if we were to do something January 5th?
Dan, the good news is if you're a fan of the show and you already subscribe to all the existing feeds where you get Dan Lebitard show content, nothing will change for you from January 4th to January 5th. You will get the show digitally the same way you have in terms of podcast format. If you're new to The Gathering, interested in whether Dan might say something inflammatory over the next few days, just want to see a car wreck and have onlooker delay.
Find out whether Stugatz is on Cameo or not immediately beginning January 5th, whether you will have access to immediately being able to give Stugatz money to give you a personalized stupid message.
Do I have to wait until the 5th?
Yes.
How does this? I do. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll wait until the 5th.
That's Search fine. Out on your podcast yeah. provider, The Dan Lebitard Show with Stugatz, and subscribe to that channel feed. Make sure that you keep up with the show after its days over here at this company are done.
So what's going to happen, though, is we're going to be replaced after that on the national radio lineup. And you have noticed those changes have some Bart Scott in it. Mike Greenberg is going to replace us. And Keyshawn Johnson is in the morning. So you can get a lot of Jets coverage in there. And the thing I wanted to ask you, Stugatz, because you're friends with Mike Greenberg, and because Mike Greenberg, one of the things we've been doing around here, and we are, I will keep saying it because it's true, we are eternally grateful for ESPN putting us in a place where Stugatz can climb among broadcasting giants and find himself elbow to elbow with someone like Mike Greenberg. But I want to ask you this question, because Mike Greenberg is very highly paid, and ESPN is now getting its money's worth by putting him on an awful lot of places, doing a lot of stuff to get that money. Mike Greenberg last year, and he's got to start taking inventory of the opinions he's putting in a lot of different places. Last year, he said the Dolphins were reprehensible for tanking. It was practically unethical when he bring Dominique Foxworth on and they talk about how bad it was that the Dolphins weren't trying. And then yesterday, Mike Greenberg, objective journalist, suit-wearing, sports coat-wearing, credible broadcaster for ESPN, is out here rooting for the Jets to lose the game yesterday, saying it's the most important touchdown a team has ever tried to give up at the end of that game. What's happening there with Greenberg?
Well, he doesn't feel like the Jets are actually trying to tank. He feels like the Jets were actually trying to win that game yesterday, but they're so poorly managed and coached that they are capable of calling a blitz when no one else would call a full blitz in that situation. He does believe
and
that.
And, well, their defensive coordinator does have that reputation, but it looked to everyone else as if we were in a position where, the Jets were trying to lose.
And so what? They left a rookie cornerback out on an island. Greg Williams, defensive coordinator, has been fired, by the way. The New York Jets defensive coordinator. Not Adam Gase. Greg Williams was fired. They left a rookie cornerback out on an island by himself in that spot. What if the Jets are actually trying to lose? And what? Who cares? Because the league legislates, hey, if you're bad and really bad, you can get good in a hurry. And the Jets have been bad my entire life. The only way they're going to get good in a hurry is if they lose these games and they get Trevor Lawrence. It's the only way. So why not lose? Why not make that call? Greg Williams should have got promoted today. Seriously.
So Greg Williams, the result is, because it really is amazing. I mean, I feel like you can't get sports fans to agree on much of anything, but I feel like, even though none of us understand how the hell Belichick did that to Herbert, that all of us understand you cannot allow a receiver to get past your cornerback in the end zone when there are 15 seconds left in the game in man coverage while you're blitzing everybody. Like, I feel like to all of us, that was it's obviously circumstantial evidence, but as obvious to any of us who have ever been watching football that the Jets did that on purpose. Now, I'm not saying it was actually on purpose. I'm saying that you're as close to believing it as you ever have been watching an NFL game because of how intergalactically stupid it is to allow a receiver to get behind you by 5 yards, by the way, when there are 12 seconds left in the game, and the Raiders are at the 50-yard line.
Adam Schefter tweeted this out yesterday from ESPN Stats and Info. The final 15 seconds of regulation, a team with a 4-8 point lead, 40-plus yards to the end zone. There have been 251 times a team has had that scenario with a defense trying to stop them since 2006. No team in those 256 times has called that defense a full-out blitz.
And so he's fired today. Because it's just the Jets trying to do the kitty litter box thing or the thing your dog does when he poops and then all of a sudden he just kicks the grass behind him. That's what the Jets are doing in firing Greg Williams.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Don Lebatard.
You don't care about loyalty, honor, trust. Those things are a punchline to you.
Stugatz.
Now, people are telling me that it's trending on Twitter. I have no idea how to check those things. Like, I don't know. So it might be trending
on
Twitter.
That's because you're not on Fleek. That's why.
Yep. You are.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Monday Night Football Preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Got two games Monday, Dan. A little doubleheader today. How about that?
Mike, what are you smiling about? What happened?
It's just the way we do the show, Dan.
Yeah.
Seemed like he was ready, and then he had to close the door and turn off
Mike,
the mic.
No.
I was multitasking, Mike.
No,
Mike. I was trying to help you out.
Mike, the multitasking. Mike, the multitasking is he's looking for every available place where he can make money.
Oh, yeah.
It's all he's thinking about during the commercial breaks. Like, trust me, Mike, he's not paying any attention to what's going on around here or his job. It's out of control. Like, he has stars in his eyes about free agency, and you're going to have a hard time getting his attention because he is distracted by shiny silver object.
A little doubleheader here on Monday.
Not for most of the nation, though, unfortunately. Not available. If you're tuning in to Fox to see football team versus Steelers today, it's probably going to be blacked out on your area. However, I read that DirecTV is offering this game for free to its subscribers, even if they don't have Sunday ticket.
The football team heads to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers in the early evening. The game will focus On the 8-3 Bills, the late game, that should say, I should say. I didn't write this. That's a fine. I'm not going to blame anyone, but someone should be fined for that, and that someone should not be me. The late game will focus on the 8-3 Bills versus the 5-6
49ers. How much
49ers.
Worse is this going to get, Mike? How much worse
the
is
Bills
this?
Are battling the Dolphins.
Do you think it's going to get a lot worse from this, from now on, in terms of Stugatz just not paying attention to what he's supposed to be paying attention to because he's too busy?
I honestly thought he checked out once he signed the extension.
For the AFC East, while the 49ers are trying to keep their slim playoff hopes alive, all the while having to play their next two home games at the Arizona Cardinals Stadium. They are. So consider this a neutral site game. The Bills have lost 9 straight Monday night games and are 6-23 in prime time since 2000. They're 0-2 at night this season. Small business protection just got easier with more than 30 coverage options available. Progressive has you covered. More at progressivecommercial.com. A little Monday preview there.
We will do the funniest thing from the sports weekend in a second. Just let me get this straight, though. I just want to understand. It's not because the pandemic has everything. No, no, I'm not coming back at you. I know you're on guard because you think there's going to be plenty of time for that, Stugatz. We're going to lose you again and again. Like it's he's wearing me out during every break with just a bunch of questions of how much more money can I make where.
Why is there an OnlyFans sign-up page on your computer right now?
It's going to be the greed unleashed here. But help me understand, because speaking of greed unleashed, so you're telling me there's an NFL football game today that's a doubleheader that most people aren't going to be able to see unless they have DirecTV, where DirecTV is just doing everyone the favor of televising it for free?
Or if they're in their team's markets, yes.
So at 5 o'clock today, the Steelers will play, and how many options do I have in terms of being able to see the no-name Washington team against the Steelers?
You can live in some of the zones that are able to watch this game, or you could go get DirecTV, have it installed in time to get this channel.
Is it just programming conflicts? It's like whatever that those places have on at 5 o'clock?
Well, just look, I know this feels like you get to watch an extra football game and take advantage of this horrific pandemic, but under normal circumstances, you wouldn't want to or be able to watch football team versus Steelers.
Right.
So this is just a continuation of that. Just so happens to be on a Monday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Big game, right? I mean, the football team, just a game out in the NFC East, and Pittsburgh trying to keep that one seed in the AFC.
The thing that I will continue to marvel at, and we'll get to Christine Lisi and Funniest Thing in a second, is the idea that in America's most popular sport, the pandemic would make things so weird that Stugatz is talking about number one seed in the AFC, and we're 11 games into this thing, and we're still not talking about the fact that the Steelers are undefeated, and that's never happened before. Like, except in 1972, the season ends with a team that's undefeated. Usually when a team is undefeated, we do not stop talking about that team, and you can't get that team in some areas, some regions in a blacked out game at 5 o'clock. The team is undefeated in America's most popular sport, and we're hiding the game on Monday.
They'll likely be 12-0 after today. Dan, there's a simple reason. They're not the best team in their own conference. The best team in that conference has one loss.
The best team in that conference won by 5 against a Denver team that's totally broken last night.
They're still the best team in that conference.
Let's go out to Christine Lisi, who might have something to say about the best team in that conference.
And finally, an Australian woman who was stalked and ultimately attacked by a kangaroo place the blame on her Sarah Jessica Parker perfume as the cause.
Oh, no.
Yeah, big mistake.
Oh, no. Stalked by a kangaroo. Put that on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Would you be terrified if you were being stalked by a kangaroo? Let's go ahead and do funniest thing from the sports weekend. Let's go. What do we have here? We got a number of people that are excited
people,
to get in here.
Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hard this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is brought to you by Dell. Dell Technologies end of year sale helps you save big on the latest business computers with Intel Core processors, all with free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL today.
Chris, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The sprinklers going off in the middle of Clemson, Virginia Tech. The Virginia Tech players just started dancing in the water.
They were up in that game when the sprinklers went off, right?
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Rex Ryan saying Taysom Hill's a younger version of Josh Allen, even though he's 6 years older.
That's
great. That is. I saw that.
Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The Jets, just the Jets.
Yeah, just everything Jets related. They fired Greg Williams today. I don't understand what's happening over there. Like, it feels like that shouldn't embarrass you, Jets. It feels like Adam Gase just didn't want Greg Williams around anymore because Greg Williams has been a headache all season. And now he can throw him in as the guy who put some perfume on the stink of yesterday. Yeah, you're fired. We were really trying. And then he goes into a back room and him and Woody Johnson smoke cigars and laugh while drinking expensive liquor.
People are going to be so confused when Gase is coaching next year.
They are. Like, they don't understand that Gase is actually doing all this on purpose just so that he can have Trevor Lawrence and live forever. Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
You said the Jets.
The Jets.
I'm sorry.
Jets.
Roy, what was the funniest thing? It was so quick, I missed it. Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Two funny things happened during the Bengals-Dolphins brawl. The first thing was Brian Flores going out to defend his players was pretty funny. And then when you got back to the sideline, one of the Dolphins players tried to give him a fist bump. He left him hanging. Man, I'm your coach. Yeah. Go out there and play some defense.
That's right. He didn't have any time for that. Flores was stomping around. Mike, what do you got? Funniest thing from the sports weekend.
This tweet from Jason Whitlock. Quote, having swam butt naked in the ocean of sin, the only thing that has pushed me to swim back to shore is reading the Bible and my Christian upbringing. That's me. Find your motivation. ... I still haven't made it to shore. I'm headed to dailyfantasysite.com/Whitlock. Who you like today?
Jesus Christ.
Quite literally.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
James Harden doing whatever the hell he wants.
Yes, he is partying with Lil Baby at the birthday party during a pandemic. There are rules. NBA players cannot be at those kinds of gatherings, can't be at clubs, can't be at spas, can't be at any of this stuff. And James Harden is just showing up for work in a 3-year contract whenever he damn well pleases. I'm going to go Floyd Mayweather stealing more of your money in retirement by fighting a YouTuber. You guys are going to pay for that, and he's the smartest person in the history of sports by measuring your stupidity successfully.
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
What if the YouTuber beats him, though? I mean,
Advance Auto Parts. Yeah, that. Go ahead. Pay for it. Tune in. I'm sure that'll happen. Yeah.
Don Lebatard.
Did you just admit you're a Knicks fan?
Stugatz. Whoa! This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Today is for doing, and today we celebrate Beamer Ball. South Carolina has chosen its next head football coach, and he is Shane Beamer. Oh! Now it makes sense. Beamer, the son of Hall of Famer and former Virginia Tech coach Frank, I get it now, is leaving his gig as Oklahoma's assistant head coach. Good job. Today is for doing, and it's brought to you by the Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier, welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. I'm not certain I'd leave that job. Oklahoma assistant head coach, you're going to Virginia Tech, now you have all the pressure of being good. I'm sorry, South Carolina, SEC. Yeah, the pressure being good, you could just sit around and wait for Lincoln Riley to leave. That's what I would have done if I was Beamer. Shane. Beamer ball.
Thank you, Stugatz.
Just a little take there, bonus take.
Yeah. Mike is appears to be like holding his nose like you would around an enormous dog pooping and you having to pick it up in a doggy bag.
You get that money. You get the head coaching job. Then you get the buyout. And then you get a high-priced assistant job.
All right.
And so on and so forth.
Muschamp has gotten like $25 million in buyout.
I'm certain he's making a lot as Oklahoma's assistant coach. I'm certain Lincoln Riley will eventually go to the NFL. And then Shane Beamer is sitting there for the Oklahoma job. And Oklahoma never fires its coaches. Ever. Never.
Such a great racket what they got in college football. Doesn't matter. Unless you're Gene Chizik.
Weirdly. Or Larry Coker.
So odd.
Or Larry Coker, where both of them leave Billick and you're like, well, they won a championship and what? Okay, it's just they all had the best players clearly. And
it's weird. It's like the industry just makes up its mind about you.
Why? Because you can see either way, right? That's going to work out for Shane Beamer no matter what.
Oh, right? Yeah. You have a huge failure.
Yeah, the racket. It's on the backs of black bodies. Yes, they're doing that in the middle of a pandemic. Payouts all over the place to everyone except the players who were forced to get back out there and start making money on behalf of everybody, including Will Muschamp for $25 million bought out at two schools. Don't have money for the kids, though.
Nope.
Do you know who Dwight Schrute is, Stugatz?
No.
All right. He's in The Office. I don't know. Did you watch The Office at all? He's like a regional manager in The Office, played by Rainn Wilson.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Thank you, yeah, Billy. Assistant. Well, it's funny that you should say there and get in there the way that you did, because the a funny story about this, and Baker Mayfield appears to have quoted him yesterday. I didn't have Baker Mayfield as a fan of The Office. I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't.
It's a week after he quoted Parks and Rec.
Yeah, so Baker Mayfield is saying, look, the ways that I've improved is I just say, would an idiot do that? And then I don't do that thing. And that's a quote from The Office. But there's a Steve Carell story that when The Office knew they had a hit show on their hands, it's sort of dawned on them very early. But when they knew they had a monster that would have success across, like echoing across the galaxy, is when people started coming up to the writers or the actors on the show and saying, you know, my favorite character is Stanley. And you haven't heard from him in like four episodes or five episodes. It's been weeks since he said anything. He's just a guy sitting in the back of the office. But the sticky connection points that that show had, after a while, it got to so much success that they had like 22 or 23 characters like that. And then corporate comes in and says, hey, we need to get rid of a guy or two here, a character two here. We have to lose them to save money because we're making a lot of money in the margins, but we need to lose those characters. And Carell goes in and says, no, you fire anybody, I leave the show and you don't have a show. Stanley, protecting Stanley.
We're talking about The Office, right?
That is correct. Wow. The Office at Levitard Show is where you vote on the polls. But the Baker Mayfield quote is from The Office, right? That didn't happen by accident, correct?
He's been doing this all season long, right, making pop culture references or dated hip-hop references in his postgame.
Speaking of The Office, you guys know Kevin from The Office, because he's about to make more than $1 million on Cameo. I mean, how about that? I don't even know who he is, Kevin.
Baker's trying a little too hard, I think, with all these little pop culture references and everything. It's like, he's doing the whole thing where he has this outfit picked out for what he's going to do post-game. Let's focus on the game, Baker. You're 9-3 now, but it's not going to be cute when you're losing. Some of these games, you have like 100 passing yards.
Billy, he can afford to try a little harder in the post-game, considering that the game is so effortless for him now.
Oh, jeez.
I always knew that I liked Stanley from The Office.
The Browns are 9-3, man. The Browns. This is the best team of Mike Ryan's lifetime. The best Browns team of Mike Ryan's
legitimately
lifetime.
Legitimately only have one memory of that team ever in the playoffs. I'm about to get
it's
a second.
Kelly Holcomb.
So happy
Kelly
for you.
Kelly Holcomb. We update the polls in the postgame show next.